The EPA recently released a list of property owners that it either fined or reached an agreement with on the closure of large capacity cesspools across the state. Hawaii County is moving to replace a cesspool on the Hamakua coast that serves more than 1,000 people. We sat down with Kamehameha Schools Bishop Estates Big Island Asset Manager Marissa Harmon to understand the deal it struck with the EPA over its vast holdings.
Looking at the stewardship of land and how that affects our broader systems within the state, it's really within that context that we entered into this landmark agreement, to basically ensure that we are taking another step closer to Hawaii's overall goal of eliminating all cesspools statewide by the year 2050. And so I think this agreement in particular really is an example of focusing on Hawaii's coastal and inland waters. And I think more importantly for us, we're excited that this is a voluntary effort. We're happy to be taking this step for our land and for Hawaii.
Well, how many do you have on your properties there on the Big Island?
Well, so we have over 3,000 properties that are part of that 365,000 acres. And so this agreement gives us a schedule and time for determining, you know, to your question, how many properties that actually is. So we'll be inspecting these properties. We'll have an independent third-party auditor that will help us determine the number of cesspools, if any, that will be covered by the agreement. And again, it's for any large capacity, separating that out from regular small capacity cesspools.
I know there was one that they were concerned about because there was a large community that had been using it.
Not that I'm aware of on our particular land. I think, you know, County of Hawaii is working on their closure of large cesspools
in the Kau area. Yeah, I think it may have been
a
county property, but it was just kind of eye-opening to me to think that, wow, that's not just one family using a cesspool. It's,
right,
you know, thousands. And so that was just kind of, like I said, an eye-opener.
Well, you know, we're involved somewhat in that process for the Pahala Wastewater Treatment Plant that the county is proposing, because they are looking at Kamehameha Schools as an alternate, as a possible site, really as their preferred site for building a modern wastewater treatment plant to get that community off of a large capacity cesspool.
I see.
So we're actively involved in that process with the county.
Okay, and do you know what kind of time frame that they're looking at?
You know, the county has their draft environmental assessment out right now for public comment, and in fact, just over the weekend, I believe they announced an extension of the public comment period. So it's really the county's project, I believe. All that information is online for folks who want to learn more about what the county is proposing.
But as far as using your land, is that something that then you would have to come to terms with?
Yes, with the county directly. And so really the first step in the process is for them to get through this draft environmental assessment and then work with Kamehameha going forward on how that land would be acquired. And I'm not sure of their time frame for construction and their own agreement with the EPA and their deadlines.
So would that be a taking of your land for public use?
It would be considered a condemnation for public use, yes.
Okay, so that still needs to be ironed out. And as far as then the third-party group that is coming in then to survey your lands for the cesspools, when does that start and what's the time frame for that?
Sure. So once our agreement was signed with the EPA, you know, the agreement has specific outlines for timelines, but the process has started on the island of Oahu with our team there. I manage only the lands here on Hawaii Island. And so there is kind of a schedule spelled out for the various counties where we own land.
And what do you know about Big Island, Hawaii Island?
Hawaii Island specifically, sorry, I'm just looking at some notes here. We have about 1,000 tenants on island, and so the process will start there. Really, the first part of the process is to look at lands where we have improvements. Obviously, if our lands are vacant or just in pasture use or orchard use, those are not lands that we would be assessing because there are no improvements or infrastructure on them. So we'll go through that process of sorting through all of those sites.
Okay, so how long do you think then that might take?
We have a specified time from the EPA to go through that process for Hawaii Island. I believe we have through the end of March 2019.
Okay. And as far as the cost, I mean, that's...
Cost will yet to be determined based on the number of sites we actually have and also recommendations from the third-party auditor on closure suggestions.
Okay, and how long had you been working on this agreement with EPA?
You know, actually, there is a broader team that's involved in working on the agreement with the EPA. I mean, we've worked on it for the better part of 2018 to get us to the September agreement signing. Aina is very important to us at Kamehameha. It really is the foundation of who we are as Hawaiians, and really... Within our organization, we have a saying, especially when we talk about Aina to others, that I Hawaii nona Hawaii ka Aina. Hawaii, its land and resources, is what makes us Hawaiian. Really, it sets us apart from others in Polynesia. Once we got to Hawaii, we became Hawaiians. And so for that piece in particular, you know, improving Native Hawaiian identity and outlook for our beneficiaries is a huge part of our current strategic plan. And recognizing that land is a big component of what gives a Hawaiian their identity, you know, that really puts it at the top of our values for us.
Okay. Malama da aina.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
That was KSBE's Marissa Harmon talking about a plan to close any large capacity cesspools on its property. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation on HPR1.